A warm welcome to today's podcast. I'm so lucky to be joined by Gemmeline McMurray today, who has a very exciting business that I can't wait to find out a little bit more about. Gemmeline's so lucky that she lives in Thailand, such a beautiful place for inspiration. And before we start chatting about your business, Gemmeline, I just wondered if you'd let us know just a little bit about the country of Thailand. Is it inspiring? Has that helped sort of with your business and your inspiration to be in such a beautiful place?
Yeah, Thailand is just like back to my homeland. Well, after married to my husband, we moved to Holland and then we moved to Singapore. Singapore, it's like the place that you go there and earn, work so hard. But when you're back to motherland, this is our choice to raise our son here. And the people here, I'm from Supan originally, I'm from Supan, but where I live right now is Hua Hin. Hua Hin is a beach land. It's so beautiful. Everywhere you go, people just so nice. Wonderful. And they tend to say hi to you whether they know you or not. So you tend to say hello to strangers in a good way anyway. Yeah.
I love that. I think in Britain we could really do with so much more of that because, you know, we've got grey skies and people seem miserable. So I really envy that.
But sometimes it's a bit too hot in Thailand as well.
Okay. So the inspiration behind the beautiful calligraphy you do, because it's exquisite, the designs that you produce, so much detail. I just wondered, did you learn that from a young age? Who inspired you to do the calligraphy, to learn it?
Well, I would put it this way. I started calligraphy. Well, previously, I started with handwriting. I would give all the credit to my dad. When it was just like 3 or 4 years old, my dad always gave me just a piece of paper. You practice. We both even practice on a newspaper. You know, some newspaper, you've got some space. So my dad just handed me, there you go, girl, pencil or pen. Yeah, we both write together. And I found myself when I get older and older, I just won so many handwriting competition in Thailand. So that's me.
So you obviously have a talent for it, but as well, having that parental sort of father input to help teach you, then that help. That's really good to know. Because I know, for example, in the UK, things like knitting and that, if you're not taught it from a young age, very often you don't learn it as you get older. So that's really interesting to know. So I would love to learn calligraphy, and I know a lot of people, it's a very sort of incoming thing to do. How would somebody start to learn to do calligraphy? It's such a beautiful thing to be able to do, but in the UK, we don't really have as much of a culture about it. Where would we start? How would we begin to learn?
The first thing I would tell to my students and everyone, first thing you need to put your mind on that. You need to know that calligraphy is going to hurt your hands. Of course, it hurts a finger. It's not just like typing. Nowadays, people just grab your phone, people just grab the keyboard and just type it away. You don't get hurt. So this is the first thing I tell my students. You're going to get hurt with calligraphy pen. And later on, I'm going to tell students, like, okay, we draft first with a pencil. Yeah, we draft and then we practice that and then we ink them. Yeah, it's just 3 steps. But I think the most important step is the first step. If you don't put your mind in that, it's nothing. Otherwise, you give up later.
That's amazing to hear, because I think, you know, when we start a new endeavor, if we don't put our mind in it, then you're right, it's lost, isn't it?
It applies to everything, yes.
So inspiring to hear. Now, I understand you've got a business that sort of mixes together technical websites, but also using hand designs to go on the website, sort of calligraphy in the website. Would that be a good way of describing it? Or could you describe it a bit better for me, your business?
Yeah, we have a small company. We call it Solasta Marketing and Media. So combine web design, online marketing, calligraphy, and more. It's all about design and all about creativity. So if you look, calligraphy is about creativity. Web design, you design something. You use creativity part in your head as well. And some of my clients, sometimes they want to be unique. They want to be different from others. Like they don't want to have their logo created on computer, brush it up and 5 minute job's done. It's not unique. Mm. And they came to me and said, make me unique, make my logo unique. So I start to draft it with pencil, I say, and ink them and show them this is yours and it's going to live with you forever because you can't Photoshop it, you can't computer it. This is handwriting. And the beauty of the handwriting and calligraphy is a little mess. You know, when you say a little mess, it means computer can brush everything and everything just look too perfect. When calligraphy, you enjoy the beauty of that mess. That's a different and maybe unique.
That's a really good way of looking at it. As well, I think your design will stand out then because it's just not like everything else that we're sort of getting used to seeing. Now, you have a family. I just wonder, how do you fit everything together? How has everything flowed? You're a very busy lady with your child, but also your business as well. I think it's quite amazing what you've achieved. And I'm just wondering, people who might be listening and they have, a little child too, what advice can you give them to go for it maybe and do what they want to do, start a business? Because it's incredible what you've done, you know? So
I think so what I can say for people that relate to my life, I think to be a mother is the toughest job in the world. To me, I don't know if somebody can relate it, and it's a very good point that you pointed, how can I manage it? First of all, you need to manage your time. That's a big thing. It's like in the morning, you take care of your son or your child, and then you need time for yourself. Because as a mother, reaching out to people out there as a mother, you can't be with your child all the time. You need something to distract you from that. So calligraphy actually saved me. I was facing a baby blue. That's the thing that turned me into calligraphy. I believe that many of mothers out there, you are facing this problem, but don't be afraid. You're not alone. No. You're not alone. You just have to find yourself what you actually like. You back to your root. And I took myself back to my root and then found, I love calligraphy. I started 3-4 years old and now I'm back again, and you shift it into business. And surprisingly, the baby blue is just gone. Yeah, well, this is probably my tip. So
that's wonderful. That's a really lovely way of looking at it. Sort of finding your voice and then moving forward with that. How inspiring. So how can people find your work? Do you have a website or how would people find out more about you? I can put a link into the podcast, but I just wondered, is there any website that people can come and find your work or...
Okay, that's a good point. I used to have calligraphy by jamelin.com, but we stopped using it. I now use worldwideweb.solastaonline.com, which is all combined about me, as having said, well, besides online marketing, calligraphy and more. So it's under solastaonline.com. And if you are on Facebook or Instagram, easily find me with @ calligraphy by Jamelin.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and my logo made from calligraphies easily.
I love it. And you did have an exhibition on a while ago and it just looked amazing. Yeah. And my hope is I hope you have some more exhibitions because your work does deserve to be seen. And I wish I lived nearer so I would come and have a look too. So, but thank you.
I go to the UK and meet you in stage. I plan to go to you. Yeah, this is my dream. What my dream is that I had my my course in Singapore before in 2017, and that was like 20 people. And now in Hua Hin, around 14 people. And my next dream is sometime I have to pop around in Scotland to visit my mother-in-law and family-in-law in Scotland. And UK and Scotland is not, London and Scotland is not that far.
No.
So probably have my course there. Who knows? I might see you in person. I would love to.
It's been an absolute privilege to talk to you, Gemmalyn. Thank you so much. Any last words of advice for artists out there who just need a little push to get their work out there, out into the world? Any advice for people to encourage them? Why should people put their art out there if they feel a little bit shy, maybe? They don't like to put their work
out. Sometimes. Yeah, thanks for pointing that one. Well, I think, like me, I'm from a very small province and like small country, and now I decided to show people this is who I am. Sometimes you just want to be seen. This is me. This is what I can do. I believe so many people out there, they have lots of ability, they can do so many things, but they are too shy to shine. That's the point. And now I think in this world with internet speed up everything, it's time for you to shine, because somebody want to see you as well, but you don't know. Yeah, even a small thing like this. Yeah.
Thank you so much. On those amazing words, it's time to shine. Thank you, Gemmalyn, for those words. And thank you for listening to the podcast.